Well, I know you're sick. Hello?
Mr. Jenkins on 9-0.
I don't have the main piece of information you want, Elmer. It has nearly everything else. They're talking about a total of 1,600 employees. HEW proposes at least 1,200. They'd like them all, but at least 1,200 at Bellsville and 400 at West Virginia. They go to West Virginia because that 400 will work in the field of drainage and waterways, and there's no need particularly for them to be here. They propose for Bellsville 400 in the West Virginia part would be $8 million capital outlay and $5 million a year operating expenses. They propose at Bellsville 400 in the field of research.
Wait a minute. Bellsville 400?
400 people.
I thought it was 1,200 there.
Well, this will add to 1,200 when I get to 400 in research on toxicology and pharmacology, which means the effect of chemicals, pesticides, and insecticides on man. It has to be near, they hope, the Food and Drug people and the NIH, and they say it would suffer badly in anywhere else. They propose 250 people in the field of air pollution, of which about 150 would be in enforcement and about 100 in research. Now, the research they want here, they want it all here, but Elmer says the enforcement, 150, could really go somewhere else if they had to. They have proposed 320 in radiological research. That's the effect of fallout on human beings. They want that here because of NIH. Then the other 230 are kind of miscellaneous group, about 50 of them in animal breeding laboratory, and the rest of them in administrative support of the overall operation. The figure he doesn't have, and the man that's got it, he's had to put his finger on, is the total capital outlay and annual operating expenses at Bellsville, assuming this 1,200-400 split. Now, if they go to North Carolina instead of West Virginia with a portion of it, they would propose, the HEW, that they could make the split a little bigger away from here, 550 to 1050, because the facilities in West Virginia for housing and for space and for so on will not really take care of more than about 400, and that they would be willing to increase the group that leave here, and that would be the enforcement people on air pollution. So if they went to North Carolina, it would be about 550 to 1050, whereas they go to West Virginia, it'd be 412.
See, if what they told West Virginia, it must have told them something.
Elmer says they haven't. Says that he says Senator Byrd told him he had talked with you, and that you had indicated that you were interested in it, and that you had indicated that to Elmer, but he says they haven't told him anything.
Well, I don't want to, because we don't want to get any commitment.
All right, sir.
Okay.
And he's going to call me back with the expense figure in just a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.